New day, new you.
Wake your ass.
Only
strong,
positive.
Monday through Friday.
Fucking gratitude. Be mindful. You're listening to May I Elaborate? Daily wisdom from me, J.B. Smooth. It's that time again where we go deep on some of the inspirational ass quotes that you posted for us. Hey, Miles, what you got for us, man?
I got a few to wet your whistle. Here's the first one. This one comes from ATS Records. In an insane world, a sane man will appear insane.
Hey, that is true. But I ask you this, Miles. In a sane world, will an insane man appear sane? And I said that to anyone who is considering defending himself in court.
Man, that's always a mistake. You ever see one of those cases where people decide to defend themselves?
Oh my God. I love it, Miles. I love when they pace back and forth and they talk about themselves in the third person. I fucking love it.
Is the person who did it in this courtroom like, yeah, you.
You, motherfucker. You. The one who is pacing with the suit on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one comes from Bogo Dogbert. You can never get enough of what you don't need. And that's attributed to Eric Hoffer.
It's crazy how that happens, man. You play one of those games at a fast food restaurant where you have to collect game pieces to win, and you get stuck needing a particular piece, but you can't get it. And every time you come back for lunch, you just keep getting the same damn other piece.
That's annoying.
Bottom line is, that game is rigged. You are never going to win an all-expense-paid cruise around the world from a goddamn fast food spot. What the fuck are you thinking about? Look here, just enjoy the fucking free order of small fries you keep winning over and over again and move the fuck on.
Yeah, you win the fry. You win like a fry or a small soda or like an apple pie or something like that.
And when you're hungry, that's a perfect prize for that day.
Yeah. It's not a substitute for a cruise, but be honest, it's the best you're getting.
You're best gonna get.
Here's one from Chan Hip Hop. A person who follows a crowd will never be followed by a crowd.
Maybe. Unless that motherfucker is following at the very back of the crowd. Now, suppose that crowd was looking for an exit, but all they find is a dead end. Now, they got to turn their asses around and head back. You see that shit, Miles?
Yeah.
Now, that crowd is back to front. And since you are following in the back, now you're leading in the front. Turnabout is fair fucking play, Miles. And that's where follow the leader came from. Remember that shit, Miles?
Wow, you found a loophole quickly in that one. Take that, John Hip Hop.
Take that.
Another one. From the Queen of Blasia, and this is an old Berber proverb. It's better to stay awake than to sleep on a bad pillow. And she attributes that to Socorin Yousafzai.
Shit, Miles. I've been doing stand-up on the road for years. Fuck a bad pillow. And trust me, Miles, back in the day, I was put up in some nasty-ass motels where I didn't want to take my clothes off, much less touch that filthy-ass pillow. When I say, Miles, turn your pillow over to the cold side of the pillow. How about the clean side of that bitch?
And sometimes that just doesn't exist.
Doesn't exist. Can't have both.
Hey, on top of acknowledging just a few of the great quotes that you folks have posted, we wanted to take a moment just to shout out some of you wonderful listeners. I'll say a few, JB. You can jump in, but we have so many. I sent you a list.
Oh, so many people.
Nat B, WFH, Zoe California, Joe J Hero, Maria from Paris, T Green Price.
PJ Conrad. Oh, man. A Renner. Renner's up in here. A King Curter. Damn.
Are you doing them random?
Dr. Teeth.
Sadie Mom 811. She's Kimmy.
Oh my God.
John D. Lattimore. Ron the Rooster. Crypto to Dog. Speaker for Music. OPP67. A BWRRGGG. I'll pronounce it. Brrg. AG Metz. Beanie Gif. Tenzinapa. You want some?
Man, how about the Hayseed? Woo! Not a fan. AP4011. Oh, Miss Picara. Oh my God. Dingo Mac Dan Diddy Boy. Woo! Well, that's a good one.
John Cohen Artistry, Sue K81, Blacklist Bill, Todd underscore Keo. You said some of these, PJ Conrad, D's Nad 789. And what kind of name do want? I just want to say to you. Yes, we do read all of the quotes.
We do.
Those are just a few. Sorry if we mispronounced them. Most of you have really ridiculous names that are just hard to pronounce. So that's more on you than me. Those are just a few of you, though. Really, thank you so much. We know you're out there. We thank you so much for listening. And we thank you for being you, despite your ridiculous screen names.
I totally agree with that. We appreciate you guys so much. We love you.
Well, here it is. I'm going to start the show.
Let's do that.
Hi, I'm Miles, and thanks for joining us for a new day of May I Elaborate Daily Wisdom from J.B. Smoove. Normally, each day, we discuss a quote from a daily calendar to see if J.B. can squeeze even more wisdom and inspiration out of it. But today, J.B. will be consensually squeezing one of your quotes for all of its spiritually vitamin-enhanced juices. Today's quote comes from one of your fellow listeners, BHawk22.
Let's go.
And here's the quote. It is impossible for a man to learn what he thinks he already knows. And that's by Epictetus.
It is impossible for a man to learn what he thinks he already knows. Oh, I like this one.
Good.
I like this one, Miles. This is going to be fun.
Yeah. I mean, I think you already know that you like it, which makes this quote pretty difficult for you to work with because it's impossible for a man to learn what he thinks he already knows. And you already think you know you like it.
Oh, I think I know. No, I know. I know I like that bitch. See?
You made it doubly impossible.
Doubly impossible.
Well, let's see if you can achieve the impossible right after this break.
Let's do it.
Welcome back to May I Elaborate, Daily Wisdom from J.B. Smoove. The listener quote we're looking at today is, it is impossible for a man to learn what he thinks he already knows. From BHawk. 22.
Now, I know I've talked to you on here about a fucking know-it-all. And in case you don't remember, a know-it-all is some cocky motherfucker who believes, not thinks, but believes they know it fucking all. Now, obviously, that's just impossible. Hell, I go to all my damn family reunions, and I still don't know all my damn cousins. How the fuck do you think you can possibly know it all? Miles, how's that even possible?
I don't know.
Let me ask you something, Miles. How many flavors of ice cream does Baskin-Robbins have?
I think they're famous for like 31 flavors or something like that.
Now, if you went to that damn Baskin-Robbins and asked that kid behind the counter to name all them damn flavors, what the fuck do you think would happen?
I mean, it'd probably be up to the kid.
I think he would ask his fucking manager. Let's try it, Miles.
Okay.
Hey, man.
Hello, sir.
I just love ice cream so much. Hey, kid.
Yeah.
So, I got my niece and my nephew here.
Oh, hey, kids.
And myself. And they've been so great today. I would love to get them some ice cream. And they are big ice cream lovers.
That's wonderful.
And we talked about ice cream all day. Maybe one scoop, maybe two scoops. I don't know. Let's see how we go. We'd love to know how many flavors you guys have.
31. It's on the sign, sir.
I know, but can you tell us the flavors?
It's right here. You can look.
No. We want to hear from you. You're part of the Baskin and Robbins team.
Well, I get $7.25 an hour.
I know, but we would love to know the flavors so I can, you know, sometimes you hear it and it makes your mouth water.
If you look on the glass.
Isn't there some kind of song they teach you guys in training that pulls all the flavors together?
You think there's a song that has 31... Wait, hold on a second. Hey, I just went through puberty. You think there's a song where 31 flavors... Wow, I love my new voice. You think there's a song where I say, no, sir, we have chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry. I don't know, a lot, sir.
Well, you guys should get a song, you know, and learn that way you can... It'd be more of a destination for people. They'll come here waiting to hear the song. The song you guys would be singing it all the time. You know how people come here and it's their birthday or they're celebrating something and they want some ice cream?
Yeah. I have a destination for you. Step to the side. Next. Yeah. I don't think the kid would know.
No, he wouldn't know.
No.
No, he wouldn't know.
No.
That's a lot of damn flavors to remember.
It's a lot. For $7.25 an hour when you're struggling with puberty?
That's a key word. Struggling with puberty.
Yeah, that was a crazy time. That was a struggle.
Ooh-wee. Man, it was a damn struggle. I get it. And I assume I wouldn't want to sit there and memorize that shit either.
No.
You know?
But at least I will say in that little theater piece, the kid didn't think he already knew that stuff. He didn't even try. It's impossible for a man to learn what he thinks he already knows. He became a man partway through it. And that man who he became was like, I don't know these things and I'm not even trying.
Now, sometimes thinking you know shit isn't even your fault. Let's say you had a job where your manager trained you wrong. I was saying this motherfucker was incompetent as fuck, Miles. So incompetent that his ass fucked up something so bad that he got fired. They fired his ass, Miles. Now they hired some new motherfucker, and he's watching you do your job like, what the fuck are you doing? See? You learned that shit wrong.
Oh, no.
But you know what? You don't know that, Miles. You don't know you're doing this shit wrong. You don't know that the first dude was teaching this shit backwards. You don't think your shit is correct. And now you're both looking at each other like fucking clowns. It's at this point, you got to make a decision because this job ain't big enough for two goddamn clowns, Miles. You know what shit is like, Miles? Two circuses come to town at the same fucking time.
Uh-oh.
See, the fucking airport and got the Soul Circus and Ringling Brothers. There's several circuses all over the country that travel around. And you motherfuckers show up in the same city the same fucking weekend.
I pictured him, you have him at the airport, but I pictured him two big parades coming down the street.
Oh.
And then boom, there they are facing off.
They headed to the big tent, and they both got different tents, and they're fucking at an intersection and shit. All they goofy ass shit, and then all they goofy ass shit.
You can't have two circuses in town at the same time.
Miles, you can't do it.
No.
You can't have two circuses in town at the same goddamn town. Too many goddamn clowns. Too much playing around. See, if so many goddamn clowns, they play too fucking much. Dancing around and shit, juggling shit.
Too many clowns dancing around playing in town.
Throwing shit around, Miles.
Throwing shit around. Too many clowns dancing around, playing around, throwing shit around. Too many clowns in town.
Too many clowns in motherfucking town, Miles.
So now what's going on, JB? We've got these two clowns at this job. How do we resolve this?
Now here's a question, Miles. Everybody out there, do you talk shit to your new boss like a damn know-it-all and probably get your ass fired? Hey, Miles, is fired and getting let go the same goddamn thing?
Feels like it.
It should be, but I don't think it is. See, I asked because one time I had a boss, Miles, who liked me so much that he said he couldn't fire me. So instead, he told me he was going to let me go. Miles, is that some weird shit? He going to let me go. That's how much he fucking liked me, Miles.
Wow.
That's some shit, Miles. He going to let me go.
Well, if he liked you so much, why do he even have to let you go?
Now, I could tell he really didn't even want me to let me go. But he said the order came from upstairs. Mike, why do I always say that shit? Why do you always say upstairs? You know, this is not coming from me. This is coming from upstairs. And it's weird because the place I worked only had one damn floor, Miles. This shit was a one story, Miles. Who the fuck is upstairs? Who is upstairs, Miles? What do they mean by upstairs? Who the fuck is upstairs?
I don't know. I didn't work there.
Who upstairs, Miles? Anyway. You can choose to get fired, or you can choose to forget everything you learned and start over. That's deep, Miles.
Yeah.
Your ass can choose to get fired, or you can choose to forget everything you learned and start over. Or learn new shit, Miles. When you fucking choose to get fired, you don't give a fuck. You're willing to sever this relationship and move the fuck on. See?
I get it.
See, sometimes in life, Miles, you find yourself in a position where you need to forget everything you learned.
So let me get back to this. It's impossible for a man to learn what he thinks he already knows. So I get that if you're stuck in your ways, you don't want to move on and learn something else. But what do you do?
I always say this, Miles, and everybody out there.
Yeah.
Even if you do know a lot of shit, you got to be aware that shit always changes. You ever see a street that used to go north, now that shit go south?
Yeah.
They done changed the goddamn direction. And the last thing you want to do is be driving south while everybody's going north, Miles. Got people yelling and shit. Wrong way, motherfucker. Wrong way. Now, luckily, the traffic was light. And your ass made it through. You made it all the way through that damn street.
Thank goodness.
Don't be stuck in your know-it-all ways where you keep doing the same old shit. Be willing to relearn and fucking evolve. That's what this quote means, Miles. That's exactly what this shit means.
Finally, I feel like there's some sound advice in this. Be willing to relearn and evolve. So how do you get to the end of this?
The key is here. Don't ever think you know it all. There's way too much information for your ass to know. And even when you know something, there's no guarantee that the thing you used to know is even a thing anymore. You can know some old shit that you think is still a thing, and it ain't a thing no more. You can't take your ass to a Blockbuster and pick up 3 VHS tapes, some Pop Rocks, and a Jolt Cola, because none of those things are things anymore.
That's deep.
Some motherfuckers got old thinking, Miles. Some people got old thinking, and that's where this fucking quote kicks in. You don't know what the fuck you think you know, because what you think you know ain't a thing no more. In other words, people don't give a fuck about what you're talking about, because what you're talking about is old fucking news. So anyway, people, if you ever find yourself in a position where you think you're impressing people by showing off your know-it-all skills, here's one thing. Your know-it-all ass probably doesn't know. You don't know half of what the fuck you think you know. The more you know. Remember that damn commercial, Miles?
Oh, yeah, with the star.
Play that shit in your head constantly.
I bet we're hearing it now.
Oh, I'm hearing that shit right now. I see it vividly.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of your thesis pieces here, your doctorate summaries should end with the more you know. I feel like if we could steal that without getting sued, that should be the way these end, because you bring it every time, man.
Oh, man. Hey, see, you don't know what the fuck you think you know until you know what the fuck you know.
The more you know.
See?
Thanks for joining us for another episode of May I Elaborate? Daily wisdom from J.B. Smoove. Normally, I give a special thanks to Workman Publishing for letting us borrow from their daily calendars.
That's how it works.
Today, we want to thank you, the listeners, for your quotes and your continued support. As always, we hope you had a good time and maybe we're even inspired along the way. Where you go, please leave us a comment while you're at it. A great review on Apple Podcasts. You know the deal. Come on, leave some more. And keep on leaving us your favorite quotes, because as you can see, from time to time, pick a few and feature them on the show. Once again, I'm Miles, and he's
J.B. Smoove. You can say the more I know, that's important, the more you know. See, the more you know is speaking to you. I'm saying it to you, but you can say the more I know. That way you're speaking to yourself if you don't have nobody else around. The more you know is something you say to a person or a group. But the more I know is something I say to myself if I don't have anybody around me. See?
This has been a Team Coco production.